Bless you, Jesus. Oh, boy, boy. Can I say it like this? Them some bad boys. Them some bad boys. Oh, I don't care what they do. Them some bad boys. Yeah, Lord. Thank y'all for my suit, okay? God bless you. Them kind of things tear me up there, so. Yeah. Thank God. For folks who love you. I mean that. Thank God for folks who love you. Hallelujah. Gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name now. We come thanking you for who you are. You're awesome. You God alone, you need nobody, but we need you every second of our life. Thank you for this gathering now, and thank you for every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. Touch those who need a touch. You know what each one of us are going through with. Those that burden, lift them up. And oh, great God, if anybody lost, save them. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right and everything said and done. You got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and to all our deacons and to all of God's children, to every soul present, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God is still on the throne. If you feel like that he's not with you, if you know you've been saved, he with you. We don't always remember, you don't follow God by how you feel. You may feel bad, but that don't make God being absent from you. The devil make you think that, but he's still there by your side. I promise you. Hallelujah. Because when you're going through and on the other side of salvation, sometimes you feel like God don't left you. Feel like God going on a vacation. But he's there all the time. He's there all the time. Always remember again now, it's not by how we feel, but you got to have faith that he is there. That he is there. And the other side of salvation make you cry sometimes. It's all right to cry. But still have what? Faith. Still have faith. The other side of salvation. Number 13. Number 13. I'm going to read Luke 9 and the 22nd verse. Saying, Jesus doing the talking, the Son of Man must suffer many things and even be rejected of the elders and chief priests, and strive, and be slain, and be raised the third day. He getting up. He got up. He just got through singing, and he arose. But you got to know that for yourself. He said he'll get up the third day, didn't he? But you've got to know he wrote what they were saying. You've got to know that for yourself. Because when Jesus got up out the grave, didn't nobody really see him come out. He was already out. He stayed here 40 days and 40 nights. He never showed himself to the chief priests or the Pharisees, the scribes. He only showed himself to those who believed in him. He didn't go to the ungodly folks. He went to those who had their trust in him. So now watch this now. Watch this. The world don't know he up yet. I said the world. But we weren't there. But in our spirit, he rose. That's when I say you got to know it for yourself. And when you know it for yourself, you don't care what the ungodly man saying out there. If I know he lived, because he lived in my soul. They don't know nothing. That's what we got to say. We didn't know nothing. We doubted until he gave us some faith. Now I don't doubt no more because I know he lives. Yeah. That's what they were saying. He rose. He rose. He had risen. Just like he said he would. So he is alive. And we're going to read another script, if you will, in Hebrew. Hebrews 11 and 24. It said, by faith, Moses, when he were come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer. Everybody said, suffer. Affliction with the peoples of God. Right. Say with the peoples of God. I rather suffer. We're talking about suffering, ain't we? We're talking about on the other side of what? The cross side, the suffering side. And here Moses saying, I rather suffer with the peoples of God. The peoples of God, than to be called Pharaoh's daughter's son.
Yeah. All right.
I'd rather suffer. And let me finish reading that. And suffer affliction with the people, then to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. I'd rather catch hell. I'd rather be talked about, lied on,
Amen.
Than not to be lied on and talked about. I'd rather go through all of that to miss hell. I'm missing all the fun. I'm missing all the rock and roll shows. I stopped drinking whiskey. I stopped doing all that bad stuff. I've given up all of that. And plus, not only that, Moses said, I'm rich. He may end up being the king. But I'd rather give up all of that. And to go over here with the boys that's suffering and catching hell.
Yeah.
For how long? A season. They come and see for what?
A season.
But on this side over here, it ain't no what? Season.
All right, that's right.
It's forever on this side. When I say forever on this side, when we get through having all the balls and all the fun, I'm going to die. And then I'm going to catch hell throughout eternity.
That's right. Amen.
Over here, just a what? There were more said, I would have suffered. And my brothers and sisters, the peoples of God are the suffering peoples.
That's right. You're right, sir.
We are the suffering peoples.
Amen.
Look like, I'm going to say it again, look like God got it turned upside down.
Yeah.
I said, look like. That way we don't follow Jesus by look like. You'll follow God by what he done said in his word. Look like, since he got all power in his hand to do anything but fail, but he allowed us to go through all of these suffering, trials, problem, affliction, without. Look like he got it backwards. Oh, boy. But if you don't follow Jesus, you don't follow Jesus for things of this world.
Amen.
Y'all ain't got me yet, see.
Come strong.
That's when he come this way. Poor, born in a stable. Now, if you want to have eternal life forever, you got to give up some of this stuff. You don't follow me for stuff. No. No, you don't follow me for stuff. I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nowhere to lay my head. Now, I'm letting you know that already.
All right.
Don't you look for big houses. Don't look for fine cars and all kind of clothes to put on. You may be naked all your life. He got it fixed, buddy.
All right.
He got it fixed, but you ain't going to follow me for things of the world. You gonna follow me because you love me.
Glory.
That means if any man come after me, he's got to get rid of himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. You don't follow him for things of the world.
You're right.
I mean, that man's. Told that man, I go wherever you go. I'll follow you, Lord. He said, I ain't got nowhere to lay my head now.
All right.
Do you really want to come after me? Billy's got a house. I built a house for them. I ain't built my house for myself yet.
All right.
When the foxes get tired, I got a hole for them to go in.
Right.
I ain't got a hole to go in myself. Now, do you really want to come after me? When these preachers get to preaching to y'all, telling y'all, you're going to be rich, they lying to you.
Yeah.
You tell them I said it, they lying to you.
Yeah.
They deceiving you.
Yeah.
That's when they come in poor. But you ain't going to follow me because I'm rich.
Wow.
Anybody follow somebody when they rich?
Yeah.
But they ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
When you come in this world, what you had? Nothing but empty hands.
Amen.
You ain't got nothing in your hand, did you? If it did, we're going to check you out. You didn't have nothing but what? Empty hands.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And when you follow Jesus, you're going to get rid of everything out of your hand.
Yes.
And when you die, you're going to leave him with what? Empty hands.
You're right.
Go ahead, sir. Yes, sir.
But when you leave him empty hand, and she's following Jesus with empty hand, he's going to fill him up like he wants to fill him up. See, you're looking for a big house, but God's going to put some love on your hands. And he's going to put some peace in your hands. He's going to put some joy in your hands. He's going to put some long-suffering in your hands. He's going to put some joy in your life. He fills you up with heavenly things. you got to come to him naked.
That's right.
Empty. Let me fill you up with heavenly stuff. Because this stuff here is going to last for how long?
All right.
Hey. Somebody gonna drive your car.
That's right.
Hey, that means you don't wish it no car. Somebody gonna live in your 10-room house.
All right.
10-room.
Hey, somebody gonna put them diamonds on and gonna wear your braces and
yeah.
You're right.
And when they leave, somebody else gonna get it. And when they leave, somebody else gonna get it. If it's still running, when they leave, somebody else gonna get it. And it may be one of your rough enemies that got it. It's suffering following Jesus. Y'all need to get this stuff in your spirit. We the people that suffer on this earth. Remember that now. I don't care what these folk preaching to you. You better listen and read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
We the suffering people. Most of us will suffer with the peoples of God than to live in luxury. For what? Let me go and say this while I'm right there. We got to understand, my brothers and my sisters, the saints of God physically suffering, we suffer on this side. That's what you got to get in your spirit. We suffer on this side in the flesh. The ungodly man, the low-down men, the sinner folk, they going to suffer somewhere else, eternity. We just suffer for how long? A season.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That means it's good to be a child of God. Bless his holy name. Folks running everything but spiritual thing. Notice that.
Yeah.
Running everything but spiritual thing.
Yeah.
To get a dollar.
Yeah.
Gamble and get a dollar. Yeah. That's big time business now.
Yeah.
Cry the mouth almost.
Yeah.
It won't go two steps to get the Lord Jesus well. All that don't perish one day. But one day you're going to need Jesus. I said, you're going to need Jesus. I was in food joint the day before yesterday, and I just listened to the cashier lady, and one was kept checking out. Yeah, good. That machine got that lady $5,000. And that one in the mill. You know, I'm the one on the end. They know the machine. What is it? I bet you right down yonder. You got more car riding there than you got here.
Yes.
And time hell broke them, bring them, won't come in pitifully into the church. And bless his holy name. So remember what I said. Our suffering is on what side? This side. This side. The other side of salvation. We're the peoples that suffer on this earth. As I speak right now. We're the people that go through the suffering part. Don't feel ashamed that you're suffering. Not suffering for your own sake. Not suffering for something you're doing yourself now. If you do, you got to take that with patience. It's in the Bible right here. Child of God done something, he got to take that with patience too. But he don't want us to suffer because we've done wrong. That's on you. But blessed when a man suffer for his sake. And if you stand up for Jesus, you're going to catch some kind of hell some kind of way. And my brothers and sisters, if you never had no suffering problem, you won't never know if God can solve it. That's why he tried you. He let you go through tests and trials. And then you'll know for yourself. And when you know for yourself, you stand still and depend on God. And if you really never tried God, you won't really believe there is a God. I'm going to say it again. If you really haven't tried God, you will really know there is a God. They were arguing one day, and Brother McGee had a crowd arguing. There ain't no God. They were saying, there ain't no God. Here's the arguing. Ain't no. One lady said, here's a God. Prove it there's a God, sister. Prove it. If you say the God, there ain't no God. She said, give me 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes. She went in her pocketbook and got an orange.
All right, sir.
She got a little knife and started peeling the hulls off the orange. And when she peeled all the hulls off the orange, she got a slice out of it. She put it in her mouth and she ate it. And asked the folks out there, ain't it sweet? They said, we don't know because we haven't tried it. If you haven't tried God, you don't know God. But when you don't try God, I know there is a God. You've got to know that for yourself. Oh, you haven't tried it yet. I know somebody beside me don't try it at all.
Yeah.
I know somebody here don't try the Lord. Ain't there for God? Ain't there for Jesus? That died and rose with all power. And he's alive. And he's alive.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what folks say. You done tried it. They don't know because they haven't what? Tried it.
Mama. Go ahead, Pastor.
Oh, taste the Lord and see.
Go ahead.
I dare you to taste it. If you don't like it, spit it out. But I dare you to taste it. You ought to try it sometime. You ought to try it. You ought to try it. You take that bitter taste out your mouth. Put a sweet taste in your mouth. You're sweet on the inside, but you kept bad things on the outside. But when you look at the sweet side, you forget about the bad side.
Go ahead.
You need to taste them and see. Paul said on last Sunday. Can I say last Sunday? Paul said on last Sunday, persecution will come because of your godly life, because of your righteous life, because of your holy life. Persecution will come. Ain't no man, it's gonna come. We told you on last Sunday, they gonna hate you because you live godly. And a godly life show up
ungodly folks. They don't even want you around them.
You're right.
I mean, the Lord said, let your light shine. Where men can see your good work. So folk don't even want you around when you are godly living folks. And they're going to hate you. We the one that be hated. Because we live for Christ. Don't be surprised because folk don't like you. Don't be surprised because folk hate you. You ain't got to do nothing to make folk. You just love Jesus. I promise you, you're going to have some enemies. I like the way old Paul fixed that thing. Old Paul is saying, I have learned to carry a high head on an empty stomach. See, he had to learn that stuff. So the lad said, you got to learn that stuff. Old Paul said, I have learned to carry an upright, empty pocket, but with joy in my heart. Some folks ain't got a dime and shouting hallelujah. Because they don't learn. They know God one day going to put some money in their pocket.
All right.
Yeah, they know that. They don't run. It's a learning process. You don't learn this overnight. You've got to study the word and stay with Jesus. He'll teach you when you go through your trials and your tests. It's easy to get up and say, I know he'll make a way when you never been, you ain't never been out the way. Everything you had up there last week, you had the shoes on, the shoes when you got here. You ain't never been through nothing. But now test time, because he didn't get on the floor. He would do it. The Lord would give you this. The Lord said, okay, let me see what I give it to you. Test time. Test time. In the Bible, you know, he made A's. He gave you a test. He gave you a test. The Lord do that. Well, you made an A and plus A. Because you ain't been through nothing. But now, reality, let's see what going to do now. There was a lieutenant. He was teaching folks how to fight. Ain't never been on the battlefield. Do this, do that. Do that on the black, on the chalkboard. So what you do? Do all that. Do all that. Do that. And he went on the battlefield one day. They really faced that stuff. The time somebody got a gun at him. He ain't been out there. He ain't been out there yet.
All right.
It's easy to talk about it when you ain't been through with it. But when test time comes, that's when you got to stand. And when you pass the test, God don't let you go through another test. And when you get through that test, you're going through another one. When you get through with that, you're going through another one. Well, you get something, get used to it. I don't want, Lord. Because I know when I come out one, he going to bless me.
That's right.
Because I don't want the Lord. When you learn, and my neighbor over there having a fit, she a Christian, but I don't what? I'm going over the house, she's trying to kill herself. Baby, hang in there. That really teach you where you can go help somebody else. He come for me in my trial, now my job is to come for somebody else.
That's right. Good information.
Lord have mercy.
He's going to take it. But I don't know why God do me. Baby, just hang in there and cool it. Just hang in there. God going to fix it for you.
All right. Yes, sir.
He's going to fix it for you. Now, don't kill yourself. And just tell God. God know what's going on. Do he really? Yeah. He know exactly what's going on. If he said a sparrow can't hit the ground without him knowing it. He called the cheapest thing in the air. The sparrow is the cheapest little thing flying up there. You get two for a penny. If I keep my eye on him and know when he falls, you know good well I got my eyes on you. That's the kind of faith God wanted to have in him.
Yes, sir.
confess his holy name. So Paul said, I done learned. Now really, if y'all want to hear the truth, really, what Paul learned? How did he learn? He learned by simply trusting in God. What? And knowing, everybody said knowing. Knowing that he lived in his will. I live in God, what? Will. I'm in his what?
Will.
That's the kind of trust we got to have in Jesus. I'm in his what?
Will.
See, you can do a lot of things ain't right, but if you're out of his what?
Will.
A lot of folks doing things in church may be right, but it's good to be in his what?
Will.
You can do out of his will, but make sure you're what? In his will. You can be doing something in church just to happen and think it's just the right and just the wrong with two left shoes. But you be working out of his what? You don't get no credit for it when you get to heaven because you're working out of his what? Yeah. Work out of his will. Maybe doing good, but you're working out of his what?
Will.
Especially when you're trying to take the passage off, you take it working out his what?
Will.
You may be doing good work, but you're working out his what?
Will.
All right.
I know I'm right, but you're working out his what?
Will.
He saved folks can work out God's will. But when you got trust in God, I know I'm in his will. I ain't going by how I feel. I'm not going by what I dreamed about. I'm not going about what I look like. I'm going about what he said. And when I go by what he done said, I'm going on his what then?
Will.
I live in his will. And when you live in his will, God gonna take care of you. Bless his holy name. Yeah. The other side of salvation. Boy, there's some good stuff. I don't care what you say. Hey. Old David said, I'm going to encourage myself. I'm going to encourage myself. This is some good stuff. It make me happy. To know I'm in his will. Yeah. And my brothers and sisters, the glorious side of salvation is eternal. The glory side of salvation is everlasting. Everlasting joy. Everlasting peace. Everlasting rest. That's the glory side. But the other side of salvation, the cross and suffering side for Christians is only for a season. It's only for what? It's just going to have a season. Paul, get your Bible for me. Read Romans 8, 17 and 18. Romans 8, 17 and 18. Bless his holy name. Y'all got to get this stuff. I want my folk to get this stuff. Trouble come and know what to do. Stand for Jesus. Read it, Paul.
And if children,
listen,
then heirs of God, and 17. Joint heirs with Christ.
That's 17.
Yes, sir.
Okay, read them. Okay. Yeah, come. Okay, come.
If so, be that we suffer with him.
Yeah.
That we may also be also glorified together.
Y'all see that? We're gonna suffer with it. We're joint heirs. That's number one, right? That means whatever God own, I own. Joint heir.
Yes, sir.
I'm heir of God and joint heirs with Christ. Now, if I suffer with him, I'm going to be what? I'm going to be what? Glorified.
Amen.
If I suffer while I'm on this earth, one day I'm going to be what? Glorified with him.
Yeah.
See? I'm suffering for a season.
Yeah.
Read on.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time
Listen.
Are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
This is the stuff we're going through with. Ain't going to be compared to to what God got waiting on you. Wait, listen to this. I know the way it sounds, but I dare you to put it in you. See, think about what you're saying here. This little trouble I'm going through with, it's going to last for a season. Yes, I'm going to have some pain. Yes, folks going to talk about me. Yes, folks going to allow me. No, I may not have a big house, but I got a house to stay in. I may not have a fine car, but I'm still living. But just stick with what's going to happen to you after you leave here.
All right.
Amen. You got to think about that. God got the best waiting on me. The best stuff over in the community over here are not the best, but the best stuff God got waiting on me. This little test that we going through, it ain't gonna be compared. Put them together. Ain't gonna be compared. When you look at the suffering side for a season and the eternal side forever. That ain't a kick in the bucket. The little suffering we going through with. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. If you live to get 155 and go through a lot of suffering, it's just a drop in the bucket to eternity.
Amen. Amen.
See, you do suffering forever. Think about it. We do suffering forever.
Yeah.
But the man that go to hell just start his suffering.
All right.
All right. He didn't even get sick. I won't get to that too. I got something coming on there. Yeah. Come on, shoes. Had good shoes. Brand new shoes. Johnson Mifflin. Name them Paul. Name them other high price shoes. Yeah. What are you doing with all that stuff? Oh, they have mercy. McLean, you can name something too. I read you and Lee make an answer. I don't know how to, but make an answer. But all that stuff. May not have all that stuff. But you ain't gonna need no shoes where you going. Well, let me get happy now. Y'all don't hear what I said. And sometimes I have my suit on, like I'm looking good and cool. And McLean and walk in there and then heck of Paul. I said, shoot, I ain't looking well from nothing. But I'ma have a robe one day.
All right.
Don't worry about that stuff.
Yeah.
Long as you got some shoes, that's good enough. Long as you got a mule and a wagon, you still going where you want to go. But you ain't going to need that stuff no more. Children of God got to put this in their spirit. They got to get down in your spirit. Don't run after stuff. Just for a season. Got to think about over young. And sometimes, y'all be talking about it. I'm talking about it. You going somewhere. You're going to leave here. Yeah, you're going to leave here. No. Why can't I talk about my heavenly home?
All right.
Why can't I talk about it?
All right.
Well, you're going to talk about it. You're going to leave. Yeah, I know I'm going to leave. I'm talking about my home, though.
That's right.
Right now, if you live in a three-room house, a two-room house, on a little shack on the hill, we call it a shack. But I'm trying to say, but you know, they're building you a great big old house.
Uh-huh.
You going to tell folks about it?
Yes.
Ain't you?
Yes.
Yes, it'd be in a 10-room old yard. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong to talk about it. Ain't that right?
Right.
All right. Blah, blah, got this, all that. You're talking about
oh, yeah, okay, I'm going to a mansion. In my father's house, a mini mansion. Why can I talk about it?
Yeah.
Mini mansion. Yeah, you got something waiting on you. Hold your head up. Yeah, you may not have what other folks have.
Yeah.
But don't let that stop you from standing up for Jesus. Read the next verse, Paul. Well, there you got 18. Well, now go to 2 Corinthians for me. Watch 2 Corinthians for me now. Look at the fourth verse, 17 and 18. Bless his holy name. Yes, sir.
For
yeah.
Our light affliction,
Lord have mercy,
which is but for a moment.
Listen to that.
Worketh for us far more exceeding and eternal weight of God.
Y'all see it now? For our light affliction. See, Paul called it light. Light suffering. I don't care what it is, he called it what? Light. See, what he's doing, he comparing to what you're going to get over yonder. And that's what he's saying. See, that means, see, I'm catching hell, but it's still light. Which is but what? A moment. Paul called it a moment. See, going through your suffering, it may be years, but yes, it compared to eternity, just what? Oh,
yeah.
That's what he's trying to get you to see.
Yeah.
Just a moment.
Yeah.
Comparing. You're comparing. I'm thinking. Yeah. Now, just like on your job. You start on Monday. You go pretty good. You get to Tuesday. You keep going. You get the wind. You get tired. You get fat. You want to give up, but you think about Friday, payday. You want to quit, but Friday, payday. But sometimes going through your trouble in this spiritual life. Think about now, I got another home. Yes, I'm going through my suffering, but one day, payday for us. Just a light affliction. Yeah, just light. Yeah. Let me get a little bit in there. Get me a tissue here. I ain't got one right now. Give me this ring. I'll take this. Watch this now. Why? Now, this the light affliction here. That's light. We're going to weigh it. That's what Paul's saying. We're going to weigh it. Now, you got to weigh it to see. See, now, this just little light stuff. Yeah. Now, come and talk. Get that Bible there. Get that Bible there. Now, watch this now. See, this light. Oh, Lord, I can't hardly make it. Now, see, but I'm thinking about home. I'm going to take it because this just light stuff. Now, compare to the heavy stuff in heaven. Now put it on this side. Now put that Bible in my hand over here. See, when you do that, it'll drop. That little thing will drop. That ain't nothing compared to the heavyweight stuff. God got the heavyweight stuff waiting on us. This little something just light. A little talked about, a little lying on. May not have what you want to have all the time. But it's just for a moment, he said. Compare. We comparing now. This little life we in, compare with eternity. Think about it. I never get sick no more. Think now. I never be broke no more. I never get hungry no more. I never meet no more devils no more. I ain't got to worry about nobody lying on me because ain't nobody up there but born again, folks. This just got to get in your spirit. Just like Killing, we don't want to talk about dying.
All right.
Why? You going to die?
All right.
The only way you don't die, you'll be caught up in the rapture.
All right.
But we're afraid to even talk about dying.
Let
me tell you why. We don't talk about dying because we don't see it like Jesus sees it.
All right.
a child of God got to see dying like Jesus see dying. Oh, boy. We got to put our trust in him. You ain't going to feel no pain of dying. Oh, boy. Just like a sleep. Jesus see it as a what? Sleep. You don't know when you with the... Oh, you know you woke.
Amen. All right.
That's all you know. You woke up. That's for a child to see. Jesus took our pains on the cross. He took the pains, the stains out of what? He already operated on them. Get all the stains out for my folks. I'm taking them myself. Stay on me. I got all death stains on me. So everybody believing me ain't going to get stained because I got them. I got them. Y'all get my point? I got them. Jesus, I took them. So when we die, we just know we went to sleep. And in a moment, we went to sleep. You know, take but a fat, what the least thing is a second? Somebody come on, no mathematical. What? No. Anyway, however, however, one step I'll be in heaven. Feel no pain. You know, folk around, you know, y'all sisters, y'all can look at him. You look at him with no frown in his face. And he all that kind of junk. If he went to hell, some frowns ought to be in his face. You know, we can fix that up fine, you know. But a child of God got to look at life like Jesus looked at it. Got to look at suffering like Jesus looked at it. We got to look at death like Jesus looked at it. That's where he walked this earth to set the example. God Almighty. We think we don't overcome. No, because we read three verses. We think we don't got over it. There's so much in the Bible we don't know it's pitiful. Because we don't want to do it. We can get up and court it, but we got to do it. When you start doing it, put it in action. Believe in it. We got to believe this Bible. Getting up cold it easy. But now start doing it. That's when your life changed, when you start doing it. The word of God changed our lives, but you got to start doing that. It can't be changed if you don't start doing it.
Amen.
And you got to believe it and you got to trust it. And you'll see your life. God knows your life will change. I dare you to look at it and then read and have faith in it and start doing it. Your life gradually changed. Even before you recognize. You know, you're doing what you know. I'm teaching like I'm teaching on suffering right now. You know, you're learning. Some of y'all are learning. Some of y'all ain't learning nothing yet, but some of y'all are. Some of y'all still mean, you know. Sometimes you need to be born again. Some of you, but watch this. See, what? See, now watch. See, if you are doing it and put it in practice, you'll slip upon you before you recognize. You know, somebody cuss you out, get on your jaw, call you everything. And boy, you know, you ain't thought, but you just smile and walked off, you know, gone, on, get to your bed, you know. You ain't thought about that thing no more. And your mind may be on, but you left. And then you get to thinking about it. I remember a time I cut that lady head off. Y'all get my point now? That's growing. Remember time I had all over that floor. That's growing. Now I know I'm what? Growing. Growing. That's growing in grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you take it in, God wants us to act like he act close as you possibly can. It changed your whole lifestyle. It changed your whole attitude. We just read it, but we don't put it in practice.
Yeah.
Try it and see. Don't it work?
All right.
You don't get this overnight. Went to one Bible study. Think you got something. It take years. Y'all think I'm joking? It take years of reading this Bible, hearing the word of God, praying, talking to God. That brought you close to God. And the more you study God's word and you hit you right in the face and you don't turn the page and you start letting it come to your mind before you started doing a lot of things that you used to do. It got to get in your spirit. And if this get in your spirit, God knows it changed your life. When you get ready to do it, you'll think. See, that's growing. Yeah. Well, you stop at the drug house. I'm on my way there. This will come to you. The Holy Spirit will come to you and tell you, no. Oh, no, I'm going back home. See, that's growing. Yeah. We want to do things overnight and think we're going to turn the flip, turn the world upside down. It's a growing process. Half of us don't come to no Bible study. You know, good come to church, glad to see you. But God said, but you got to listen to what the pastor said. What your teacher said when you come out of this Bible. You got to listen at it. You know, you keep up with everything else. Some of y'all don't miss no football game, no basketball game. And make sure you get your hair fixed, get your hair cut, you go to hunting on your regular days and all that kind of stuff. And go to fishing when you're supposed to go to fishing, but what about Bible study and things and getting closer to God? That's what makes you grow spiritually. Yeah, we keep our flesh moving, but what about your spirit? And the devil just use you because you don't know no better. Anybody can stop you. You meet up on a false preacher, false prophet. I figured he wasn't right. I figured my pastor wasn't right. Yeah, because you ain't paying no attention. I bring the word of God. If he got the word of God, he's going to read the same way. We got to get this stuff in our spirit, my brother and sister. And when you get in your spirit, then you'll see your life start to change. You finished that, Paul?
No, sir.
Give me one more verse there. Okay. That's his holy name.
Why? We look not at the things which are seen.
Lord of mine.
But at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal.
Yeah.
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
Everything your eyes can see is just temporary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes,
you're both seeing. Everything your eyes can see. It's just here for a season.
That's right.
That means Jesus seek ye things above.
Yeah.
Not these things on earth.
Because
they'll deceive you. They're going to let you down.
Yeah.
Is anybody, I know I'm talking to somebody, have you said, well, if I get to this spot, I'll be satisfied. You don't got to that spot, you still ain't satisfied.
All right.
Then you said, well, if I go a little further, I'll be satisfied. I'm going to reach that. And then you got now, you still ain't satisfied. Then some else. Well, I got over here now. If I get over yonder, I believe I'll be where I want to go. You got there, you still ain't satisfied. You ain't going to get satisfied till you really meet Jesus. Jesus put a calm in your spirit. You see, what man really need and what he don't really run at is what he really need, that's Jesus Christ. Yeah, he will calm your spirit. Yeah. He would come. He would keep us at his feet.
Yeah.
You can't do it by yourself.
Yeah.
All the stuff you see that you're running at can't get the part that God got if you let him have it. God can change your whole life around.
Yeah.
If you just do it like he said, do it. Seek me first, the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
But we're seeking everything but the Lord. The world is having their fun. You know about the world, I do too. Especially all the older folks, middle age, down a little further, you know. But now we know it leads to death. And we're trying to help some of the young folks. You better listen to us. You may run up on an old devil, but let that devil alone and go on him alone. But sometimes they want to keep you out there. But you better listen to somebody who has been through that stuff and been born again.
Amen.
I said, been born again.
Amen.
That stuff ain't going to last.
Catalog number 09-38-09.
Everything you run in without Jesus is temporary. It's going to fail you when a time of trouble. It's going to fail you. Bless his holy name. And my brothers, we're just about through now. Hallelujah. And my brothers and sisters, all Christians, remember this, all Christians are co-sufferers with Christ. And we all are glorified with Christ. Paul wants us to look at the coming glory, and payday will be for us after a while. The coming glory. The part that man ain't have nothing to do with. God got some waiting on us to go knock us out of this world. It blow your mind. We can't, we were talking in prayer meeting, but Harris and a few of us were yesterday. After, you know, you can talk about, boy, God will blow your mind. God will blow your mind. When you get to thinking about God, great big old God, who got everything in his hand, know every string of hair in your head by numbers. That blow your mind. I got a place in heaven for you. Blow your mind. Not just a little house, a little shack. I got a mansion waiting on you. That blow your mind. See, he can't take us up there till we get straightened out. Or we'll get the big head. Yeah, going into a mansion, you know, and you will get it. So we got to get us straightened out down here. Well, we'll know how to act when we get up yonder. Yeah. That's when he's going to check us out, y'all. All of us got to stand before him. Now, I preach that during the family thing, but let me say, but all of us got to stand before God. Every child of God got to stand before God. And everything you ever done since you've been born again gonna come up again. All your work you've done for Jesus, now you're saved now. You know, you say, y'all, I preach that back him now. But you already saved, but he's gonna look in the book at everything you've done for him that when you weren't real, he put an X by. That's gonna be born up. See, all that. But you're still saved now. You know, you ain't lost. You ain't gonna be no more lost for you. But your work gonna be tested. Your work gonna be tested. You won't get no reward for it. Let me get a reward. See, everything. See, now what? That come to church right now. Don't stop coming and tell you this now. Don't stop coming to church now, okay? If you come, listen to this. If you come and got your mind, every Sunday you got your mind on going somewhere else, you ain't come there to worship God. You may be saved. Now, get me wrong. But when you get to heaven, I was there every Sunday, Lord. Oh, you got an X by your name because you weren't there in the right spirit. You may be saved, but if you come here mad with everybody but the devil. All right, now, you were there every Sunday, but you weren't in the right spirit. That'd be the law. Said, when you come to this altar, you better, I don't want your gift. He said, get yourself straightened out, then come bring your gift. I don't want your saying when you're mad with everybody up there. Ain't that right, y'all? See, that's your gift you're bringing to the Lord. See, I don't want your long prayers if you ain't right with me. You come to me, get me. I want your gift. So if your gift ain't hitting on nothing, that's what you're talking about. All of us got to stand before God. Every child of God got to stand before God and give an account of what we ever done for him. And if it wasn't right, if the heart wasn't right, you get an X. You ain't get no reward for that. And some folks that work just hard, that work doing everything they want to be seen. Oh, you did it for to be seen. Now, you got your own glory. I can't give you none because you got your reward. You want me to get your reward. Some folks just do that just to get reward. Now, I got one more thing. I'm going to go. Now, watch the first. A good example. That choir being contest singing. Y'all know these choir contests? Y'all look at me funny. The choirs contest thing. My choir, I'll sing your choir. Your choir, I'll sing my choir. Now watch. Now what do you think God getting out of that? You got the top reward. You got the plaque. But God said you didn't get nothing up here. Because you were singing to give the glory to man. You want your own glory. Ain't nobody going to take my glory. If you're singing to them for your glory, you already got that. You got your little statue. You got all that stuff. But God said you got an X. You got to be real when you come to God. If you want your reward. A lot of folks don't miss their rewards. I'm talking about saved folks now. Now, ain't no sinners going to be up there. If you ain't saved, you can go in there anyway. These saved folks.
Yeah. You're right, Pastor.
I mean, you got to be real when you come to church. I mean, I told you I don't mean a bit of harm. I'm just telling you the truth. I may say it in a way to make you mad, but I'm trying to tell you the truth. If you ain't real when you come to church, it'd be best to stay at home and watch the Daddy's Cowboy. Because you're coming in vain. I'm just telling you the truth. That's all. God is real. God ain't nothing to play with. That means all of us got to stand before him. Everybody got to stand before him. You got to give an account. Everything you've done since you've been born again. Don't be worried about going to hell. Now you're already saved. Ain't no going to hell. But you just miss your what? Reward. Hallelujah. So be real. Believe what God said to the best of your ability. And start doing it. And you'll see your life change gradually. God knows it'll change when you start putting it in practice. Yeah, folk won't know who you are. Something will happen to her, man. Yeah, something happened to her. Mama. You know, she don't do that. She used to cuss. No, folks started watching you, getting better now, girl. You know, yeah. Yeah, I remember what she used to be twisting around that so short dress in the way up there. She don't let her dress down a little bit. Uh-huh. I knew it was going to get quiet right there. Man. Amen. Changing. 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 Folks to see the change in your life when you start putting this in practice. Let us all stand. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Oh, next Sunday, if it's God's will, we're going to start off. It's showing you an example how to act when you face enemies. It's very important. How to act when you're facing enemies. I want everybody to repeat after me. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe he died for my sin. But he didn't stay dead. He got up with all power in his hand. I'm giving my life to Jesus Christ. To be my personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my life. Say, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Bless his holy name. Now, if anybody that really wasn't saved and you believe what you just said, want to give your life to Christ, it's a good time to do it right now. And those are the churches open. Will there be one? Anybody want to come by Christian experience, you may come. By letter, you may come. But if you said the word that you just said and meant it from your heart and wasn't saved, God will accept what you just said if you mean it from your heart. Will there be one? Another one? Will there be another? 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 Hey, little baby. Bless your heart. Will there be another? Will there be another? Will there be another? I'm so glad I'm saved. Ain't you glad you saved? I'm so glad I'm saved.
I mean it, y'all. I'm glad I'm saved. You want everybody saved. When you get saved, you want everybody saved. Will there be another? Will there be another? Bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Mm-hmm.